Welcome back to Bees Buzz, your Brawl Stars podcast. In today's episode, me and Bro are here, and we'll be doing Dynamite's best and worst matchups. And at the end, after this, I haven't decided if it's going to go first or second, but I believe it'll go second. I'm going to be reading funny Brawl Stars reviews. So, yeah, I have 24 of those. And then, yeah, let's get into the episode. Alright, so starting out with Dynamite's best, one of his best matchups, his very best matchup, is going to be 8-Bit. Dynamite, if 8-Bit gets stunned, he's going to be really easy to hit shots on, and 8-Bit's going to be really the only brawler that Dynamite's going to be the best at hitting shots on, just due to the fact that Dynamite can be really good against 8-Bit because his shots will be easy to hit, and the reason why his shots will be easy to hit is because 8-Bit's super slow. He just walks around. He's good at handling him because his super, if he throws it, I bet you he could even auto-aim it and he would still hit him. He's just slow. Not including the star power. If he has the star power, he'll be a little bit harder to hit. But otherwise, normally, if you can keep him from not getting a super, he will hard counter him. Alright, next up is Surge for the best. Surge is slow. And now his gadget. His teleportation. If you know how to use down jump even the slightest bit, you know how to completely counter this. He will usually use that through walls because that's the most effective way to do that. And if you're good at Dynamite and you, or at least somewhat good, and you have the down jump star power, you'll just be able to down jump over that wall, and that situation right there is gone. He wasted his gadget, and all you wasted was one ammo. And yeah, next up is gonna be more with Surge is that when he uses a super, he'll be in the same spot. So I'll have to jump in the same spot, and if you throw down your super or something, the second he comes down, he'll get blown up by it. Alright, next up is going to be Tick for the best. So Tick's three mines will be incredibly hard to hit you, and a super, that's the only problem that would be the hardest about him. But you can aim your Dynamite sticks while running away and kind of get the right shot on it. And it only takes two dynamite sticks, which is one basic attack, to destroy his super. But then, yeah, Tick's shots are incredibly hard to hit, and basically, you'll just be one-shotting him with your super most times. And, yeah. Alright, next up is gonna be Bo. Bo's shots, if Bo is at a long enough range, which Dynamite shots can go farther than Bo's can, so Dynamite's just gonna really hard counter Bo. Because he can stay out of his range while hitting him. And his super is not one of those instant damage. He's got to run over the things. Since Tripwire is removed, Bo's fallen out of the meta. And he's moved down to one of Dynamite's best matches. Alright, next up, this one might be kind of surprising, is Byron. Now, Byron only needs 2 to 3 hits on him, and he's toast. But if he can stay out of his range, Byron is actually a pretty low tanky brawler. He's a pretty low health brawler. And if Dynamite can stay behind a wall, Byron is just about dead. The only thing that counters him is his super. And yeah. Alright, Bro is going to now read the worst and the reason why they're the worst.
Okay, so I think the worst would be Mortis. Because another thing is, Mortis can just dash right through his mines. And another one is, Mortis is, when Dynamite throws a super, it takes 2 regular dashes to go out. But if you have the star power that has the super dash, it's 1 dash to get out.
No, it only takes 1 dash to get out of the super.
Oh, well, okay. And so then, you can barely even hit things on Mortis, and Mortis will just keep coming closer and closer. And closer to you until he gets so close to you that he starts attacking you and then you die. So I think Mortis is there. And then Edgar. I think Edgar is really hard to face against him since he gets he's pretty fast and he has his super charges on its own, kind of like Daryl. And then when his super is charging, like, he'll just have to wait behind that wall until his super charges. But if you have the gadget that charges his super fast, that hard counters Dynamite. Yeah. He'll just pounce over the wall, super speed. And even that Dyna Jump, that'll help a little bit, but he still has that speed to get around the wall.
It's just insane. He's so broken.
All right, next I'd say B. B, I know what some of you are thinking, why B?
Gadget.
Her gadget is just too OP. It goes through walls, and it'll just keep spinning and spinning and spinning and spinning until it runs out.
They nerfed it so that it only spins like four times around. But they put the Bs so close together that if you get hit by one B, you're going to get hit by all three.
Yeah, and then Dynamite's basically toast. He'll be almost down to zero. And then when it comes right back around, it's just going to be a wider radius and it's going to hit Dynamite. No, unless he stays in the same
spot. If the Bs hit him, when they go back around, they won't hit him again for damage. So, yeah.
Okay. Well, then basically, B can just start charging. And if she gets one little hit on him, he's dead.
Yeah, and with her other gadget, if this Dynamite is auto-aiming, she can place it down, and then he'll auto-aim the thing. And then, because most of the time, Dynamite's going to want to stay behind walls, so you can place that right by the wall, and then it'll slow him on the way through. Just being able to get off your one shot, and then you can get your supercharged shot.
So, the next, I would say Colt, because Colt's gadget... Silver Bullet is too OP. He can almost one-shot Dynamite at power 10. If he's at power 10, I think his Silver Bullet can almost one-shot him. Dynamite will be, if Dynamite's at power 10, he can almost one-shot him. But if you are good at Dynamite, you will be able to kind of jump over that, which is kind of hard to tell.
It's too hard. It's generally just too hard because Dynamite is not super good at just being able to jump right up. Not like Brax Rocket Fuel. Rocket laces, whatever. The problem with that is that he can just break the walls because you got to stay by walls to deal with these brawlers. And in order to do that, well, you can't have them being destroyed.
Colt's just going to destroy it. And then also, next I'd say Carl. His gadget with the pickaxe is too OP now. Like
it's not, they nerfed it. Oh, I mean, they didn't nerf it itself. They nerfed his range by one tile, so...
It's pretty OP, though. Yeah, like, you can just, like, throw it, and you are zooming up there, and then you can actually get some hits on him, and if you get enough to get your super, you're just gonna speed right up to him, and you're just gonna keep doing ticks of damage to him, and if that doesn't kill him, because you'll still be going, and some of your super will be gone, then you're gonna get there, and then he's just gonna die.
Yeah.
So it takes one more ammo.
Yep. And so, guys, that's going to wrap up the top five and the top five best and the top five worst. One honorable mention real quick for the worst, one of his worst matchups. This is going to be sixth best. We didn't really have a good spot for it, but it's going to be Brock. Just because, I mean, even with the nerfs, before the nerfs, he would be taking place of Carl or B. Most likely B, but B is just... I think Colt could be swapped with B, just kind of your choice, but those Bs can go through walls, and Dynamite can dodge the shot, but with B, it's harder to dodge, and yeah, so Brock, his gadget could break walls, and he can also hop over walls, so either gadget you do works phenomenally well against Dynamite. His incendiary star power lets him not be able to roam around, but and he just hard counters him.
But another thing is, also, Dynamite can also Dyna Jump. But over the wall too.
But it doesn't
work. And then
work
it might
well.
Actually, and then when Brock comes down, it might actually accidentally, and then it might actually hit Brock and Dyna Jump.
Yeah, but you gotta be super, super, super skilled to time that. With Surge, he can't do like that much damage that fast, so you will be able to jump over the wall before he lets off his third shot, and then finish him off over the wall. All right, guys, that's gonna be it for this segment of the best and the worst brawlers. I'll see you guys in the funny reviews of Brawl Stars. I don't know if Brawl Bro will be in there. I'm still deciding.
I might be, so yeah. I have a couple I thought were funny, but yeah. So I'll see you in the main segment.
Or the bonus segment.
The bonus
segment. All right, so to the bonus segment. Sorry if you guys are gonna hear a little bit of bad audio just because I'm going through the reviews. But yeah, the first review is One Star by Nerf Edgar and Colt. I mean, Nerf Edgar and Colt, One Star by Donut. Edgar can easily kill anyone if he jumps on you. He jumps on you and his power loads by itself and he heals. Also, Colt's gadget does way too much damage. It does 3,000. He can one-shot a bunch of brawlers. Also, Crow, why did you nerf him? I know it was a balance change, but now his shield does 40%. He can easily be killed by anyone. He's not even worth being called legendary, but he's worse than most epic brawlers. Oh, God. Gosh, guys.
I kind of agree with that. Like, he's worse than Frank, I would say, too.
Yeah.
He's not that bad away from Frank, but Frank, I think, is a little bit worse than Crow because just Crow's super is just, he's throwing a super, Crow has a super, they both have their super, he starts a super, Crow jumps up and lands exactly on top of him. So, now back to the reviews.
It's not fun. One Star by Sad Spike Lover. You have to be faced with the worst matchmaking ever, and on top of that, everybody teams on you for no reason at all. Sorry, buddy.
Kind of do agree with that.
The New Guy, One Star, by YoHadiDo67. The new thing needs nerfed. That is crazy. He can jump around whatever, jump in, kill you, and jump out. There's no downside at all. He is just hopping through taking souls. I quit. I got banned for life. One Star. Brawl Stars sucks. They banned me for life, but these idiots didn't see my email that had my apology and me asking for an unban. If whatever you did that was a permanent ban, I don't think you're going to get unbanned.
Like, that's got to be something really, really bad. Like, maybe you had a super, super bad name. Like, maybe, like, swear word or something.
So. Do not download One Star. Please, this game scams you, and the player are all robots. The game scams money from me. Rest in peace, my wallet.
And also, this was by Sorry93529.
So, buddy, they're not scamming you. You can buy the deals with your money. And sorry about your wallet. OP game, One Star, by M10SJ. This game is by far the best game I have played. It is really hard, though, to get new brawlers. Keep up the good work, Supercell. They gave it One Star, but they're doing encouraging feed on it.
Well, probably because they're not getting brawlers. That's probably why they put a One Star review. Like, it'll take so long to get brawlers for me. Like, I only have to get mythics, chromatics, and legendaries, and it's been taking like 5-6 months.
Yeah.
For me to get a brawler, and I've opened like 100 boxes.
Next review. So annoying. This app is a joke. One Star by Toonbuster. Right as I got to 130 gems to buy the Brawl Pass, they rose the price to 169 gems. What a troll. Also, Edgar the Brawler, that literally everyone has, is twice as good as any Brawler, and everyone is using him. Get it together and fix this mess.
Yeah, I kind of do think they should only have, like, three of the same Brawlers in the same match. That would kind of be helpful, so then you can't just have all Edgars, and then it's the same old boring thing of all the Edgars just hopping over walls and killing you.
Alright, next one is Government Warning, One Star by New York Editor. Supercell is a scam developer, installing compromises your personal information and ID. Avoid all Supercell products. Bro, they're not gonna scam you, man.
They're not scamming, like, they're just putting out offers that would be nice for you to get.
Alright, Irritating Matching, One Star by Yoshi Hu. Stupid matching system.
Well, that's not very of a detailed review why you say stupid matching system.
Yeah, you can't really put out a review and just not do it. Trash, One Star by Gibberish. Matchmaking is so important, yet they never fix it. So I'm stuck with a bunch of idiots that are trash. Instead of winning, I keep losing trophies. And literally, I lost so many, like Supercell. So many people have quit the game over this one stupid thing. Literally, if you don't fix this, I will tell you one thing. You will start losing players.
Well, people, there already are losing players at points. And I remember, I think we should hear one from Yee, if there is one.
So, literally, I don't think this has anything to do with the Supercell game. I think it might have to do with this skill. But,
or, yeah, kind of your skill, because Well, because he's just so hard. It's like
Edgar,
kinda hard at points.
5 stars by John Bonham. Take him out of the game. He is the worst. I hate him. He is annoying. Okay, take him out.
Okay,
but they rated him 5 stars.
5 stars. Well, probably because that's the 1-2 OP brawler.
Freaking Randoms, 1 star by QWERTYOK218. They ruin the game.
What?
That's true.
Yeah, because it's kind of hard to play with randoms, especially on challenges.
Mad, 5 stars by Tomeo Jr. I cannot ching my game.
What?
What?
By Tomeo Jr.
Yeah. Next up, I need a joystick that I... And then it cuts off because you can't see the full thing. 4 stars. The joystick moves its... Oh, by Youngsters. The joystick moves its position to where you do it. Oh my gosh, dude. This guy is a complete genius. It moves it to where you do it? Really?
Oh, wow. And he rated it 4 stars.
Yeah. Nerf Cold Gadget. No, give me 5 stars. Love by... 4 stars by MitchB50. Love the game and would give it a 5-star review. But Colt's gadget has not yet been nerfed. So what? You convince Supercell to nerf the gadget and then you'll give them 5 stars? They're not going to do it for that.
Dude, there's like 5 million reviews.
But I bet you money that they're going to nerf. But we can expect a Colt gadget and then accept it.
Like.
Worst game, do not get. 1 star by Gibberish. Do not get this game. It's rigged for pay to play because I've been trying to get a brawler for nearly 4 months, but no luck. For a mythic brawler, chance of 2%, and all your teammates are bots too. Okay, buddy. 2% is actually insane for a mythic brawler. I have no idea how you got it that high, and you might be a hacker for that, but like, 2% is insane for a mythic
brawler. That means you're probably gonna pull in your next box, next mega box, you're probably gonna pull it.
But it'll be soon, buddy. Like, you just need to chill.
Really soon. I feel bad for you that you've worked so many boxes up to get it to 2%. I feel bad for you.
Heaven, 5 stars by Gibberish. This game is literally the best game ever. 4 exclamation marks. The mechanics of the brawlers are cool and unique. 100% recommended. I would give it 1,000,000 stars if possible.
Well, he's just saying Gibberish if there's just a bunch of random letters.
You know what Gibberish is. Nerf Shelly, 5 stars by Gibberish. Nerf Shelly immediately rebel delete the game. She is too OP for a starter brawler. A, Shelly is really, really bad. And B, oh no, they're going to delete the game. What do we do?
We're going to lose one person. Ah, we're gonna lose everything.
Some 9-year-old's going to hack Brawl Stars.
Oh no.
I think it is fun, but some issues. 5 stars by Shadow Butterfly 46. Boring game. It is the worst. It gave me nightmares.
So why do you have 5 stars?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Dumb.
Ah, by George. Why on earth would you give me a free brawler? You guys are so mean to me. I cried when I got on Brawl Stars, and then my mom bought me the $100 offer. I felt better. 1 star. Yeah. Next one. Opopo. 1 star by Joseph Kidd.
No.
I download this game and bought a skin with gems, and it never gave me the skin.
Oh, it's Opopo.
I always lose. 1 star.
By.
I always lose.
By Gibberish.
Yeah.
I always lose.
Yeah, this definitely has to do with your skill, buddy. So don't rate it 1 star if you
suck. Also, it's got to do with randoms, too.
Please give me my money back.
No,
I accidentally did a $10 thing, but it didn't want me to do it. Please give me my money back. You can take back the stuff, but please give it back. Next up, Nerf Edgar. Please. Never mind. I uninstalled. All right, guys, that's going to wrap up the bonus segment. Thank you guys for listening to this bonus segment, and I'll see you in the outro. Thank you guys for listening to this episode of Beast Buds. Could you guys please leave a 5-star review if you would like to? He's a little new to the podcast. He's kind of done some rambling. Otherwise, he's a great co-host other than that. I hope you guys don't mind it too much. But, yeah, otherwise, he's an awesome co-host, and I'm glad to have him on the podcast. He's done great so far, and he was everything we could ask for. Thank you guys all for listening. And yeah, we might be bringing up those Anchor sponsorships for a little bit, maybe a couple weeks, 2-3 weeks, just till you get it all maxed out. I'm at $7, like 50 something like that. And so, yeah, I'll see you guys later. Have a great day.